folks.
Thank you, Miss Secretary.
I think you're very right.
Yes?
Secretary McNamara on 9-0.
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
My prayers are answered. I got Max Taylor back, and he's safe. And he and I just wondered how safe you are after the morning.
Well, a little bruised and battered, but still moving.
Who gave you trouble?
Oh, not too much. Munched a little bit. Robertson, the son of a bitch, tried to say I took you into war. I said he didn't know how tough you were.
Did anybody really put a hand on you?
Oh, I don't think. It was too bad this morning, Mr. President. I have to go back in about half an hour or so. But, no, I think the hearing was satisfactory this morning, useful, as a matter of fact. But I haven't come to the Thurmond or Tower yet.
Now, is this Appropriations or Armed Services?
Well, it was the Appropriations Committee sitting with the Armed Services Committee members present. So we had about, I don't know, 20 or 25, I guess. But it will be the Appropriations Committee which acts.
Russell there?
No, he wasn't. He's just washed his hands of defense.
Well, he's talking. He's on television telling about how Ho Chi Minh won an election.
That's right, but he feels free to do that without attending the hearing.
Who is your roughest questioner?
I think the nastiest was Robertson. The toughest, they weren't really tough this morning. I haven't gotten to the tough ones yet. Allen is next up. And we had about 5 minutes left at the end of the morning session when it came his turn. He said he'd prefer not to use it. He wanted to get all his looks in at once. So he comes up right afterwards. Then I have Allen and Thurmond and Miller to go. And all of them are pretty nasty and partisan. And on the Democratic side, there's not too much left. It'll be difficult. Symington and Jackson and... Well, I haven't really had... Dennis yet.
Well, Stennis is not very rough in his questioning.
No, except on this matter of equipment shortages, we're proving his report is worth a damn, and he's likely to bore in on that a little bit. But on the $1.7 billion, he's going to support that, and I don't think he'll increase it.
Did you find anybody to give you trouble on that this morning?
No, nor has anybody yet been able to move me to a higher figure.
Has anybody jumped on us about the reserves not being called up?
No. I think Thurmond may, but I've got some good answers for that.
When do you... The best one that, I think, just really runs them underground. They just say that you don't believe in calling up a fella that's already been called up 2 or 3 times and had his service before you call up somebody that's never had any service at all.
Yeah.
And that's Russell's argument, and I think that really runs them in... saying, I'm going to get these draft men. I want to hear the pros and cons of this married man's problem. Looks to me like it. Kennedy took the married men out of it, and I'm putting them back in, and that's not any way to get popular and influence people, is it?
Well, you're not putting the ones out that he took in. I mean, you're not putting the ones in he took out, but just newly married men.
Yeah, I know it, but the principle. The principle was, as I gathered it, he said that he wanted to use all the single ones before he got the married ones. And now I'm saying we're going to use the married ones, too.
Yeah, but the reason is, and I think this would be popular, that if you don't do that, a lot of single men are going to avoid service by marrying.
Well, but couldn't we just say that we take single ones, but anybody marries after my press conference is considered single?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what we propose.
Effective when? What date's your cutoff date?
Oh, any date you want. August 15th or something like that. And our figures will show that a lot of marriages, that the marriage rate among draft-eligible men increased after the Kennedy action. We can show definitely that people are trying to avoid the draft by marrying when they otherwise wouldn't marry. And this will increase still more when the draft calls rise, as they will in the future.
I would like to have a meeting of Lodge and Taylor and Goldberg and you and Rusk and sometime the next day or two. Goldberg got a recommendation in here for another to have a pause in the bombing. I think we ought to discuss it, pros and cons, back and forth. And
sure.
Wheeler. Is he back yet?
Yes, he is. Came back yesterday. He was with me this morning, did very well.
How much will this mess you up tomorrow? You got the hearings all day?
Well, I have morning and afternoon, but if you could do it, say, 5 o'clock-ish, I'd be fine.
I might do that. I'll talk to Mac Monday about it. Thank you, Bob.
Very good.
Damn, he's a valuable man. Loved you like a brother.